coffee.
In
which case.
Boy, this is good coffee. Oh, yeah. Now I understand why David runs around with that cup in his hand all the time.
Has that big smile on his face. You know, wired like that.
And he's so saved.
Okay, so we were holding.
He saves 8 shekels.
We round up your chetz.
Yes.
So we're holding in Tmura, Daf Yud Ches, and we got up to yesterday the two dots.
Is the collapse of Urvot Shlomo, is that part of the plan?
I don't know why
the government, Israeli government, is interfering.
They're stopping, they're preventing enough Arabs to get in there. It's
why the government is interfering. At
really?
Because they know no matter what happens,
we're going to get blamed.
They exactly just never did it right.
Fish if I'll toss it, sure.
Yeah, there's a lightning about share with us later. The story of how it's always our fault. Interesting thing. Something that's
funny thing is always
right. Right. So we're up to the two dots. And if you recall, yesterday we had two possible limudim to teach us the halacha of Vlad and Tmura. One of them was im zachar im nekeva. Im Zachar was Marba Vlad, Im Nekeva was Marba Tmura, and the two Ims were Marba, even where the source of the Kedusha, known as the aim, whether it means the literal aim or whether it means the abstract aim, the source of the Tmura, in other words, even if it's a Balmum and it itself isn't Ru'uya for the Mizbeach, but nonetheless, that which comes of it, either the Vlad or the Tmura, is brought on the Mizbeach. That was one of the drashas. And the other drush that we had was Rak Kodeshech Asher Yulach, and then it says Vesiso Vasa Vesiso Lesecha Vasa Adam. We darshan the Rak Kodeshech is Tmur Asher Yil, that which will be, which will increase, refers to the Vlad, and that was another drush. So of course today we're going to have to figure out what each drush does with the other drush, as we always do. But also I want to remind you that we had a miut, Rak Kodeshecha, to tell me that you might think that the din of bringing the Tmura and the Vlad is true of all Kachim. Kamashmalan Rak. Not all. Now we didn't explain exactly what wasn't included yesterday, although we touched on Tmuras Asham. Question is, of course, if Tmuras Asham is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, that it's Yirah, and that it's not brought, why would we need a Pusik to tell me? Okay, so we spoke about yesterday that maybe the Pusik is there to tell me a Chiyav Aseh. But today we're going to look a little bit more into this Sukkah. Rabbi Akiva yesterday argued, and he said, what is the need for telling me the Rak anyway? We know that it says by Asham, Asham Hu, Asham Asham LaShem, Hu means Hu Karev Ein Tmura Sekrev, that only the Asham itself is Karev, which tells us that obviously not all are included, because the Asham is certainly not included to be brought on the Mizbeach. Asks the Gemara, what's the point now of bringing this Pasuk? Normally, Kra Libda Rabbi Akiva, if this is what it's coming to be made, see the din of Asham. Asham is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Yochasag Mirila. Einachinami. You're right. It couldn't be coming to tell me Asham. Although the truth is, of course, there's a little bit of a problem here that the Achronim speak about. Which is, once we're telling me that the Rak is coming to tell me an essay yesterday, we said, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yishmael. Why can't it be coming to tell me an essay? I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva. From Halacha, you don't learn out an Isra'asay. Okay, but we'll leave that hanging now. So what would be the point of saying now, Asham Hu? Kra lamali mibarlei k'rav huna. Actually, the Hu comes to tell me something else. The Hu comes to tell me, the Amar of Huna, Asham shenitak l'riya v'shachato istam, it's kosher l'shema eila. You'll notice that Rav Huna says, if I had set this Asham aside to pasture, and I was waiting for it to get a mum, and instead, somebody comes along, and instead of waiting for it, it goes out and he shechts. So the din is that it's kosher in that case directly as an eila. But note in his language, he says, dafk in a case where the asher was already nitik lari, it was already set outside the pasture. Which means that I bedafka took off its shema eila by that act. I said, well, no longer useful for an Eila, we'll have to wait till it gets home. So it was Menatek. I disconnected it from its Shema Eila. But Mashma Dafka need take in, but lo need take off. I hadn't done that, and I had shechted it, then basically I would be stuck with a useless Asham. And I wouldn't be able to bring it as an Eila. How do I know that? Why don't we say the very fact that the Asham is useless, because the Torah said it can't be Korev, that itself turns it into an Eila? My Taima, that's the reason that we have Asham Hu. Remember that Hu always means what? Bahavayatotehe. It defines it existentially. This is the way it is. Nothing to discuss. Once an Asham, always an Asham. So therefore, the Asham will remain an Asham unless something is done to turn it into an Eila. What is done to turn it into an Eila? The minimum thing is the nituk, that we put it out the pasture, wait until it gets a moon. And therefore, the Hu is coming to tell me, really, not Rabbi Akiva's drasha, namely that Asham is not included in the halacha of Sisa Ubasra, a Tumuras Asham, because that, after all, is halacha lebe shbisina, right? But rather, it's coming to tell me that without nituk, being makriv, the Eila itself, will be possible. And it's an Asham, you shechted an Asham that wasn't right.
Where was the Asham? It must be inside the base.
It
wasn't
chut echut. Yeah, when I took it and I brought it.
You should from the pasture back in.
Well, a high Tana asks the Gemara, getting back now to the original two drushes that we had. La high Tana is a Kayolis Mihani Kroy. We just had the long drusha over here that learns it out from Rakko to Shechash, a Yilach, and so on. What happened to the first pasuk? Im Zacharim Nekeva. What was wrong with that pasuk? A whole extra discussion in the parsha of Shlomim to tell me Zachar v'Nekeva, which is absolutely unnecessary in the opening of the parsha. Ah, he said, no, that I need to tell me. Homi Boyle Livlad Baalei Mumin Lutumurat Baalei Mum. Didn't you also need the pasuk to tell me that if you, the parent, again, it means the actual parent or the abstract parent of a tumura, it means the abstract parent of a, oh great and glorious, do join us.
There's chairs right inside.
It means the actual parent, if the parent was a balmum, that the din is that the child is nonetheless, the child again meaning the literal child or the tumura, that the child is nonetheless brought on the mizbeach despite the fact that it emerged from a kedusha which itself wasn't roy from the mizbeach. So you needed the extra im by im zachar im nekeva to tell me that. I also needed to tell me that because I can't learn that out from rak or the shecha sheyula. Where does it say over there? Even if it's a balmum. Yeah, okay, but that was the extra im, not the whole pasuk, the zachar and nekeva part. I mean, if you need it for that, why can't you use the zachar and nekeva part for that itself? Is that my tie you're wearing there, Miss Pumpkin?
No, Dad.
It looks very, very familiar.
I wouldn't ask.
She switched your ties. What year is that?
Come sit on the bench.
You sure?
Yeah, it's too tight there.
And so, to ask the Gemara, so then if once you're using that pasuk, typically kula mihaikra, why can't you learn out the whole thing from im zachar im nekeva? Why do you only learn out the part about if the parent is a balmum? Ah, because im lo mashmalei. I don't darshan a separate drasha from im. I only have one drasha. So from Raka the Shecha, I have the fundamental drasha that a tmura and a vlad is brought as a shlomim. From the extra pasuk im zacharim nikeva, I also learn out that even if the aim was a male, if it was the source of a tmura, or a female, the source of a vlad, was a baal or baal admum, the child is nonetheless korva gabi mizbeach. And how about the other way around? The Tana that learns it out from Zahim Zacharim de Kiva. And what does he do with the other pasuk? It says, Tisau Bata, that you should bring it to the Beit HaMikdash. I mean, that's coming to tell me that even all of the Kachim, even a Tumur, even a Vlad, should be brought to the Beit HaMikdash. So what do I need that for if it says Zahim Zacharim de Kiva? That comes to tell me, Afilu Mimir Ayu. Even if this animal is far off and has been set out to pasture, and now comes along the Chag, it's a tremendous amount of tircha to now, first of all, I mean, it's fattening up. And I figure, what, I got to go schlep it now? I'll wait till it finishes the season again, then I'll bring it. to bring it immediately. And if you don't bring it immediately at the Chag, you're going to be over an Isser Aseh. Remember, we have two Isurim. One is a lav, Bal Ta'acher, Lo Ta'acher L'Shalma. But that only kicks in, if you'll recall from Rosh Hashanah, it was a Machlokas, Shalosh Regalim, or Dafka Sukkis, at the end of a cycle of Regalim. But whatever it is, that doesn't kick in right away on the first Yontav, the Isser Lav. But the Tisa Uvata, that kicks in right away, even if you have a good excuse. You're saying, I just want to fatten it up a little bit. Lishnachrina, there's another Lashon here that says, not afilu mimirayu, but afilu mimurgayu. Now the murgayu, a moreg, we know, is an effective tool to be used against enemies of Yisrael, as David HaMelech used for Moab. But its fundamental usage is for disha. So when you want to loosen the chaff, what you do is they have these long boards that had spikes in them. Now you can either put tvua underneath them or you could put Arabs underneath them. David HaMelech put Arabs underneath them. Usually it's used for tvua. And then the animals are raced over the boards, and the movement of the boards loosens the chaff from the wheat, or the skin from the body, in whatever case you use again. And in this case, the animals were in the middle of doing his work of disha. So you might think that in that case, we're not b'chai of him now to take that loss. Kamash Baloni has to bring it afilo mimur gayu. And of course, everybody is bothered by the fact that an animal that's kiddush is not allowed to do avayin anyway. So what's the kiddush afilo mimur gayu? Now, Rashi's lashon is habeima shata rotze lahagdish v'darkecha mukhan la'alot l'regel, which is much we haven't been magdish it yet. The Rizanet is dava. It's a net. You said I'm going to bring an animal. This is the only animal that's available to you. You're ready to leave. You're saying, okay, but I wasn't magdish the animal yet. It's in the middle of doing its work. Some other time, I'll wait till the next regel. Kamashvan, that you should go now and take this animal in order to be magdish it. Which is a tremendous finish already. I mean, that's another. You hear a bishlam, if I have the actual kedusha on it, I understand me. Mirayim, I have to bring. He says, no. You have to actually take it in order to be magdish it. Others learn the pshat is talking about that the behemoths went themselves on the morig. You're not mechuyev to be mafsig then. You have to take them off of your morig game. So you had a very fortunate little circumstance in which the shvarim decided they're going to run back and forth across this morag and have a lot of fun. Yeah, just spontaneous disha.
Yeah, put exactly. Food in front of them and try to.
So okay, this is how Rashi learns. Okay, Tosfos has a different pshat to Chalal. He learns the morig is not a moreg, it's do'ograihu, which means that it's low class, that they need fattening up. All right.
Zuk the Heilige Mishnah.
Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Vlad Shlomim lo yikarev Shlomim. I disagree. I say a Vlad Shlomim is not brought as a Shlomim. V'chachomim omrim yikarev. Omar Rabbi Shimon, lo nechleku a Vlad Shlomim. Or avlad vlad tumurah shelo yikarev. There's no question. There was no argument between them when it comes to a third generation. That definitely, it's not clear, definitely what? Shelo yikarev. They didn't argue that it should not be, but it should, or they didn't argue and it should not be. I mean, there's two ways of learning the Mishnah, and the Gemara is going to ask, which way does it go? Because it's not clear what the issue is, Bichlal.
That it shouldn't be, but it should?
Right, they didn't argue shelo yikarev. There, everybody agreed it should.
Ah,
or they didn't argue : shelo yikarev. That definitely should not be brought. Those are the two ways of reading the Mishnah, which the Gemara will discuss. Al manech, what was the machlokas only on the vlad itself? Shirab Eliezer on our lo yikarev, v'chachamim on rim yikarev. Heyid Rabbi Yoshua v'Rabbi Papayas. Now, as far as the actual events are concerned, Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Pius were made in Yavne that they had an actual case in which they had a Vlad Shlomim, And that the din is it should certainly be brought shlomim, because Rabbi Papaya said, Ani me'id, shaitalanu, we personally had in our family, a pora of zivche shlomim, which we brought on Pesach. And then it's vlad, we ate b'chag as a shlomim. So how can you argue with me about whether of what shlomim is kosher? We brought it.
We ate it.
Oh, which chag, asks Bob. And that's a good question. Normally the chag means today, chag asukis. But then that would mean that they skip shvuas. But if they skip shvuas, we said if you don't bring it up right away, you're going to be over on an assay. So how did they skip shvuas? Unless we say the chag means the next chag in line.
It wouldn't mean chag.
Usually atzeret. No. Om Rabbami, Om Rabbi Yochanan, my time at Rabbi Eliezer, what is Rabbi Eliezer's reasoning? He says, it says, v'im zevach shlomim korbano, read that, v'im zevach shlomim, only the mommy, not the vlad. V'im v'lo avlad.
Ken
Sipor
doesn't apply to the
mother, evidently. Omar Leibra, Rabbi, if you're going to read every im as an aim, I mean, you're going to have some trouble over here when it says, im al todah yakrivenu. So you can say, aim. Only Altodaikavetim. And nobody argues on the next mission talks about a Vlad Toda. Everybody says that you can bring a Vlad Toda. It's only a Vlad Shlomim. We'll see why. It's only a Vlad Shlomim that they argue about. Why doesn't people, why don't we make the same diik from Imal Toda? So, Achinami de Imal of Vlad. Vachitema, you're going to try to tell me Achinami? Well, you know, maybe. I don't know. Perhaps that's true. But Vatanya, it says, Beferish Vlada, Tumurata, Vachilufeha Minayin. How do we know that a Vlad Todah, a Tmurat Todah, or a Chiluf of a Todah, what does a Chiluf of a Todah mean? Where you had another one set aside. So let's say you got lost, you set aside another one, then you found it. Not that it was permanently lost. So now you have Achrayut, basically, you see the one. So how do I know that both of them are brought, Tamud Lomar, Im Al Todah Mikomakom? On the contrary, the Brisa focuses on this very same pasuk. That you claim aim could be read as aim, and says on the contrary, aim adds that any type of thing, including the vlad, would be brought as a todah. So, I mean, come on. Elam Rebchia Ba'ab, Om Reb Yochanan, you're right. I mean, the truth is it's not a pusik, and it couldn't be a pusik anyway. I mean, we were just really looking for an asmachta. The whole thing is only a gezerah. And what is the gezerah? Gezerah Shemi Yigadil Mi'em Adarim Adarim. We are afraid that if we let you use a second generation, third generation, fourth generation, you'll come up with a brilliant idea. Shlomim Incorporated. So you'll keep your vlades, you'll raise whole adarim now of shlomim, and great, I won't have to be makrivit on the mizbeach for when I can make some solid money off of it.
What, can you sell them as shlomim?
Okay. Why not?
They're not already dedicated to shlomim for stuff.
It's vlad shlomim, and I'll take all of the tircha, or I'll use it myself. But I can certainly give whatever teves anah. The Mishnah says earlier that whatever it would be worth for you to bring a carbon.
It's not really a great investment. You're gonna make it.
It's not a great investment, but I mean, I can leave them out to graze. I mean, what's my rush? So I have second generation, third generation. What's the big deal? Our family will have lots of shlomim available all the time. Nobody dedicated it. It's a vlad. I'm not over on Baltacha because there was no chiyuv. So might as well keep it around. Since shlomim is a popular carbon and it's brought all the time, as opposed to a toda, which has a unique, requirements. What's machayev me on a toda? No, they didn't know about the Birchas HaGemel on every time they took a plane flight in those days. If they would, they would have had to make a gzeir on the Taita too, because it's the same marker. So over here, I'm afraid, when it comes to Shlomim as a popular carbon, Shemi Yigadelmi Amadarim Adarim, and therefore we made a gzeir, but of course it's not a pasuk. We've already established that a Vlad and a Tumura is put on the Mizbeach.
And he would never have to bring one of these.
No, unless he wants to. Omar Rabbi Shimon, lo nechlaku, says Rabbi Shimon, they didn't argue about Vlad. Can you explain that? Iboilu, hechitani, how are we supposed to read this? Lo nechlaku, Rabbi Eliezer and Chachomim, shelo yikarevu, but rather, everybody agreed yikarevu, elo yikarevu, or do we read it, Odima, lo nechlaku, there was no machlokas, there was nobody ever thought yikarevu, rather, lo yikarevu, definitely, it's not meant to be brought. Shlomo Rabba, says, Rabbi, I mean, it seems to me more reasonable to say that lo nechlu shelo yikarevu, nobody even considered shelo yikarevu. In other words, the word shelo yikarevu is what they weren't arguing about, but rather everybody agreed yikarevu. I'll tell you the reasoning, because look, my time, what were they arguing about? The Vlad! Why the Vlad? Vlad happens all the time. And the animal was Kadesh. I mean, it's a 5-month pregnancy before you had a chance to come up. And it has a Vlad. I mean, it happens, it can happen twice a year. So there you have a very normal event. No, we have to deal with it. And so he made a takana not to be Megado. But when somebody has the grandchild of a Shlomo, great grandchild of a Shlomo, how often is that going to happen? Once you're already there, we're not going to make a gzeira on something that's not usual. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi says, on the contrary, the way to read the Mishnah is lo nechlu shikarevu. If it's a grandchild, nobody would say you should bring it to Mizbeach. Rather, lo yikarevu. That's a statement of the Shita that it says in the Mishnah. What's the reasoning? Very simple. If he's already got a grandchild, you got to wonder, wait a minute, how did he get a grandchild? I mean, why didn't he take care of them? Oh, this guy's probably planning on keeping it around. And then you got to worry once he's already there. But if it's a stam of Vlad Shlomim, why should we think of Vlad Shlomim? The man's going to, what's the big profit to be Megadol HaDorim? I mean, it doesn't make sense. So I would say the reasoning is like this, my time, Ad kama polegrabanana later rebeli yezer ala bivlad. Avil bivlad vlad. Mitoch ma'asav nikaret machshavto bilagadol kaboy. Since the maisa shahaya is that he already has now a third generation, you gotta be concerned that this guy has got some plans up his sleeve. Therefore we make a gezeira. Tony Rebbe Chia l'siyul Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi. Rebbe Chia brings a brisa as a riot to Rebbe Yehoshua ben Levi's pshat that a Vlad we would bring, but a Vlad we would not bring. Im kesev hu makriv. So the im kesev we dash it like this. The im kesev tells me that the Vlad Rishon would be korev, because a kesev is a young animal. I mean, it was just born. So in other words, you had a tleh, and now it had a kesev. So you want to bring the kesev from? Bring the kesev. In other words, bring the Vlad. But only the Vlad. It was only the Vlad Rishon korev. Vlad Sheni eno korev. And then when it says, im kesev hu makriv, the hu makriv comes to tell me that only a Vlad of a Shlomim can be brought, hu korev, the ein Vlad kol hakodashim korev, but not the Vlad of other kodashim. Now this is parallel to the drasha we had yesterday in Rabbi Yishmael, who was talking about Rorak Kodeshecha, not all of them. And again, we're going to be concerned, not all of them excluding what? Because again, we have the problem. L'chora, I mean, an oila, the Zochers, it can't have a Vlad. An Asham, anyway, I mean, is even a case of Tumuras Asham, we know is already the din, that it's Roya. So what's, I mean, it's a L'chol Mashem Yisinai. And a Vlad, literally, it couldn't have. So what's it referring to? Asks the Gemara, Vlad demai. Exactly which Vlad are you talking about when you say other animals not? An Ayla? An Asham? They'd have a hard time having a Vlad, being as they're males. V'lo b'nei Vladim. You're talking about a Karban Chatas that has a Vlad? Yeah, I mean, that's possible, but it certainly doesn't need a Pasuk. That's Yilchasa Gemirila de la Misa Azla. That we know is Alaka L'Mashem Yisinai, that it's not to be used. Omer Ravina, I'll tell you. Being as it's in the parsha of a Shlomim, which carbon is like a Shlomim, but is it a Shlomim? Meiser Behema. As a matter of fact, remember number 11 that you called the number 10 is actually brought as a Shlomim. So it's a type of Shlomim, basically. And what it's coming to tell me is that a Vlad of a Mu'useret is not brought on the Mizbeach. So you have now a real Meiser Behema. It has a child. And of course, Meiser Behema can be of the Keva. So that child is not brought on the Mizbeach like Meiser would be. And it's thin, but why would I need a Pasuk to tell me that? We know all of the dinim of Meiser Behema are learned from Bechor. Famous drasha that we've had dozens of times, literally, for so many different halachas. It says, Ve'he'evarta kol peterechem, and it says, Kol asher ya'avor tachat hashevet.
That word avar is used in both cases to be xerishava, whatever the din is by Bechor, that's the din by Maisa. What's the din that we know about the Vlad of a Bechor? Is it brought on the Mizbeach? No. What do we do with it?
Come on.
What face is on a Lincoln penny?
Exactly.
A Bechor is a male by definition. Well, therefore, a Vlad of a Bechor is not brought on the Mizbeach.
Never.
Absolutely not. So therefore, we know that Meiser, being as we learn it out from Bechor, does not have a din of a Vlad any more than a Bechor does.
Even if it could.
Yeah? So what do we need? I mean, that I know ever have a Bechor. Kogomar law? Says the Gemara, no. I still need it because Salkadatech, I mean, I might think that ever is only used to learn out something that's physically possible. When you say, I mean, it's not a din that you don't bring a Vlad of a Bechor. It's just, there's no such animal. But maybe if there would be such an animal, I mean, it would have the din of a Vlad of a Meiser, it would be brought because it's type of Shlomim. So I can't use a Gzeira Shava to compare a possible case to an impossible case. So, Ein Danin Efshar, Mishi Efshar. Therefore, Kamash Malan comes along now this new Pasuk, tell me who, that only a Vlad Shlomim can be brought, not a Vlad of a Meuseret.
So therefore, we say
Kamash Malan,
you can.
Kamash Malan, this Pasuk, that isn't being done, Efshar Mishi
Efshar.
In other words, it's the implication. I might have thought you can't learn Efshar Mishi Efshar, and therefore the Vlad of a Meiser would be brought on the Mizbeah. Therefore, I need this Pasuk to tell me who, that only Vlad of a Shlomim can be brought, and not the Vlad of a Meiser, and that in fact, a Vlad of a Meiser is the same as a Vlad of a Bechor, so to speak. No, that's actually a machlokas. Yeah. But no, that's the Gemara's drasha, this particular drasha, Rabbi Tia, Rabbi Chanina. Hey, it Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Papayas. Now wait a second. I thought we said now that the first yunt of that passage you're going to be over on an Isser. And yet the Mishnah says we brought the Vlad of the Shlomim on Sukkot, but the mother had been brought on Pesach. And last I heard, there's a yontif between Pesach and Sukkot. So what about, according to Rava, now this is a big problem, this Gersa here, because it's quoting basically the Sugya in Rosh Hashanah, and this is not what it says in Rosh Hashanah. But L'Rava diyomar kochim kivan sh'avar aleim regel echad, Kol yom v'yom over aleihem bebalta acher. That's not what it says. It says kivan shavaleim shalosh regalim. You're over on balta acher every single day. And over here, I mean, the whole kash is from the fact that one regal passed. So what's going on over here? So some indeed change the gears here to read over aleihem ba'aseh, and that was the aseh we discussed before, which is the tisa uvata. The problem with that is that there are many shitas, I mean, there are achronim shitas, not rishonim, but they're the achronim, who are medayik and Rosh Hashanah, that the din of tisa uvata is a din in the regal itself. In other words, if you're going to the regal, bring it with you. But once you are over on that and you come home, there's not a chiyav, go up again now before the next regal. So where would we get the din that b'chol yom v'yom you'd be over? I mean, then, in other words, if something's wrong with the girsa either way. If we read that it's atzei, then it shouldn't say b'chol yom v'yom. And if we read that it's alosa said, then it shouldn't read regal echad. So there's attempts to change the girsa either way, but neither of them are that effective, the changes. I mean, as I say, particularly in Orach Laner, that's b'dayik in Rosh Hashanah, that there is no chiyav of bringing up again its tisa uvata with your aliyah l'regel. Okay, so in other words, we have to take out the b'chol yom v'yom then. So, which is really not germane to our sugya, because the question is, why didn't you bring it on Shavuos? Not, why didn't you bring it today? Why didn't you bring it on Shavuos?
Doesn't Chag more often than not refer specifically to Sukkot anyway?
That's right, that's the problem. So what happened to Shavuos? So mi'atzeret boi michle, you should have brought it up and eaten it on Shavuos. Why did you wait till Sukkot? Omer was vidmish made a rava. You know, it was probably sick during Shavuos. You know, I mean, it didn't show up for the daf. There's always a reason.
Maybe
it
had a
mum. A mum
over
there?
That went and
came. Yeah, coming out, yeah. Something stopped it from coming. But meaning, that wasn't the point. The point, I was not here to discuss with you the din of Tiso Ubata. I mean, because otherwise, I mean, it's a little bit absurd when it was sick. I mean, if that's the whole point, so then we're tell us. I mean,
we'll, example.
Yeah, so clearly it would have been coming for another purpose, which the Gemara is going to discuss in a moment. Ravashi suggests that the Chag means at the next available holiday. It means on Shavuos. My Chag Nami Diktoni Chag Shavuos, which Rav Zvid didn't want to say, because he says, Vida Kolecha Diktoni Pesach Toni Atzeret. I challenge you, bring me one time that we should use the word Pesach and refer to Shavuos as anything but Atzeret. It's ridiculous. But if it says Chag, it means Chag. Chag Stam is Sukkot. Okay, so then, but I'm asking you, I mean, come on, you're telling me that it was sick. So then, I mean, so what's your Edus? I thought your Edus is coming to tell us something significant. I mean, if you're telling us you don't have to bring it on Shavuos, now that's very significant. We brought it on Sukkot. So in other words, you hold that you're not over on us. Fine, but if it was sick, I mean, then what are you telling us? So if that's the case, Yochi Maya Saduse. So what is your Edut? You know, the Edut was only Benogea, the Rebbe Lazar, who tainted that Vlad Shlamim lo yikrav Shlamim. We weren't talking about the din of Baal Ta'acher at all. We were coming to point out that clearly the normative halacha, I'm telling you, from our own family at the time that the Beit HaMikdash was Kayam, I'm being made that we went, according to the Chachomim, we always brought the Vlad of a Shlamim. And there was no Gezerah. That Shemi Yigadil Me'am Adorim Adorim, that's all. That's I'm being masid, kamasid with the korev. I'm coming to tell you that Avlat Shlomim, in point of fact, was actually brought on the Mizbeach. You can argue about it theoretically all you want.
Vlad, but not Vlad, Vlad.
I only said Vlad. So if he's claiming, I mean, that's why it's only basically dealing with the Pirish, you have Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, with the Pirish, Benogea, Vlad versus Vlad, Vlad. I mean, that I can't address. But I can tell you that if you hold the Machlokas as Vlad, that we brought the Vlad.
Sukta Heilige Mishnah.
Vlad Toda Utmurata. Now, there's no Machlokas on Vlad Toda, because, as we said before, Shlomim is a very popular korban. Toda is much rarer, and therefore nobody's going to be Magadla Adorim Adorim. There was no Gezerah. And the Umbachlok is therefore between Rebbe Lazar and the Chachomi. So when it comes to a Vlad Teda, or a Tumuras Teda, or the Vlad, Vlada, Natsov, Koladorot, Harei Eloketoda, just like by a Shlomi, they have the same din as a Toda vis-a-vis the halacha of how long you're allowed to eat them. In other words, they have the same din as Basar of a Teda, which is only eaten for one day and the following night. Not like a shlamim where it's eaten for 2 days and a night in between. However, there is one very significant difference between these things and an actual korban teda. Bilvad she'in tu'unim lecha. There's no din of lechem on a vlad teda or on a tumuras teda. I mean, not immediately. Where do we get this? The Tana Rabbanan. Why does it say bichlau? Im al toda yakrivenu. V'ikriv al zevach ha-teidah. I mean, what is put an inefficient way of talking? Im al todah yakrivenu v'ikriv al todah. Just say that v'ikravtem im al todah lechem and so on and so forth. And the introduction is completely meaningless. So Ma'al Omer, why does it say bichlal over here? Im al todah yakrivenu. I'll tell you like this. Mafrish todah v'avdah. I mean, you went ahead, you set aside your carbon teidah got lost. Now you are mafrish acher tachteha, v'nimtzeit harishona. Now this is called chilufei toda, is the way we're going to refer to it. V'harishtein omdot. You now have two todot in front of you to be used for the single toda that you promised. Minayin she'ezo she'yirtze yakriv v'lachma ima. How do I know that you can take your choice of either animal and bring the lechem with it? That's why it says, Im al todah yakriv. So the Yakriv, meaning additional, do what you want. Be Makriv either one. So if that's the case, when I bring now the second one, I'd have to bring lechem with it? No. Yakriven, no. Davka achat veloshtayim. And how about the vlodais, the tmurais, the chalifais of all, in general, of teideis? Talmud loimar, ve'im al teida. And you might think, oh, Tosa says, what are the khalifas? We just talked about the khalifas. I mean, that was the case that was given was khalifas later. He doesn't know why we throw it in again over here. So all of them have to be brought, al teida, but you might think they all need lechem. Talmud loimar, al zevach ha-teida, yakriveno al zevach ha-teida. Only bring it on the toda with a capital T, and not with those that are now haklafot, tmurot, or vladot. Hatoda tu'una lechem, velo vlada, v'tmurata, v'chalifata tu'una lechem. Saba Josh isn't here, Mr. President. Tmurat ola, or the vlad of a tmura. Now, the ola itself, as a zocher, cannot have a vlad, but it can have a tmura. The tamura can have a vlad, because you can make it either a zocher or a tamura. And then the vlad of the vlad of the vlad, atzof kaladorot, they all have a din of an ola, meaning they all require hefshet minitua as an ola, which means you have to take the skin off the carbon, you have to cut it up into its major parts, and you bring the entire thing up onto the mizbeach, v'chalil le'ishim. But what's interesting is, we discussed this yesterday, is if somebody is mafresh a nekeva for an oila, illegally of course, he set aside a nekeva. And now this nekeva is a weird case where an oila had a child. Sense, because the oila, a nekeva, was yolda zacha. So the din in that case is that it has to be yera'eh, you leave it to graze, actually you stay until it gets a mum, the yimacher, then sell it, and then use its money to bring a korban ola. Whereas Rabbi Elazar says, "Hu atzmoy yakriv ola," the vlad of an akeva that was set aside for an ola should be itself brought as an ola. Now, is there really a difference between the first case and the second case in the Mishnah? We talked about the vlad of a tmura of an ola. And over there it said they're brought on the Mizbeach, and nobody argues. But the vlad of an akeva that was set aside as an ayla, then there's this big argument. Well, I mean, what's the difference between them? They're both cases of the application of a kedusha of an ayla improperly, so to speak, to a vlad. So, I mean, why in one of them the Chachamim and Rebbe Elazar argue, and in the other they seem to agree? So, Maishna Reisha Delopliga Rabbanan. Why is it that the Rabbanan don't argue over there, and it seems to be saying it's brought itself exactly what Rabbi Elazar said in the Seifa? And then the Seifa, they make it clear that they do argue. No. You have to sell it, use its money to buy an ayla, but not it itself. Maishna Seifa Delopliga, why then in the end of the Mishnah do they argue? Since Rabbi Barbarakon, at the end of the Mishnah is an indication of how to read the beginning of the Mishnah, which you're supposed to use your brain to figure out that obviously the opening of the Mishnah was going like Rabbi Elazar, but that the Chachomim would have argued you can't put the thing on the Mizbeach itself if it came from a Kedushat Ola. A Kedushat Ola couldn't have had a Vlad, and therefore you can't put on the Mizbeach. So really, b'machloket shnuya, the Reisha of the Mishnah is the subject of a disagreement. And the way that it's phrased over here is that it should say it's Rabbi Elazar. By the way, it's not Rabbi Eliezer, but Rabbi Elazar. Throughout the Sugya, the Gemara confuses Rabbi Elazar with Rabbi Eliezer. The Tosfos Yontif proves that that's an impossible girsa, because we know, based on the things that are coming, that this actually would argue on Rabbi Eliezer. So it's Dafka Rabbi Elazar. Rava Amar? As Rava says, no, the Reisha actually... The Rabbanan would agree that the vlad of the tmura is actually put directly on the mizbeach, because at kan lo pligi Rabbanan ale the Rabbi Elazar elagavi mafresh nekeva la ola. The argument was only in that latter case where You made a nekeva a korban ayla, because over there we say, look, the ime, the mother, again, the mother meaning the, in this case, the physical mother, but a mother could be, we'll use mother for the tamura too, even though it's a male. In this case, the mother, the physical mother, herself cannot be korev. And therefore, the Rabbanan say, look, if the Kedusha of the mother was the chuya, not to be able to be brought itself, then the vlad is coming, mikayach ha-kedusha dechuya. And mikayach ha-kedusha dechuya, we cannot bring it. This is the way most understand it. There's a little bit of a problem in that the Rabbanan, in that the Rambam paskins like the Rabbanan, and yet he paskins that Balei Chaim einam nidachim. So if Balei Chaim einam nidachim means there's no dechuy on something that's alive, then the dechia of the kedusha of the mother should be irrelevant. And the truth is, the acronym answer this, but I think the answer is obvious. There's a tremendous difference between kedusha dechuya and between Balei Chaim nidachim. Balei Chaim nidachim means where there's nothing innate in the type of kedusha that's wrong, but something happens to prevent the use of this animal that's outside of the actual guf. So whenever we say ein balei chayim nidachim, the moment it becomes usable, get, for instance, the classic case of balei chayim nidachim would be the mizbeach is nivgam. Mizbeach is nivgam, all of the karbonis can't be used. Those who hold balei chayim nidachim hold, all karbonis that were aimed to be brought on the mizbeach now become nifs. I have to bring other karbonis instead. Okay? There's nothing wrong with the animal. There were events surrounding the animal. They're the Rambam paskins that ain't balei chayim nidachim. But to say that something that comes from a kedusha that is never chal completely on the goof of this animal to bring it on the mizbeach cannot itself create the kedusha on its own vlad to be brought on the mizbeach, that's not a contradiction. And that the Rambam paskins like the Rabbanan. Avot Tumura, however, in the case of Tumura, where the mother of the Tumura over here, the mother of the Tumura was a male, in other words, the abstract mother of the Tumura, with the aim, it could also have been brought as an Ayla, because there's nothing wrong with the Ayla itself, the male Ayla. So there the Rabbanim were made of. The case in the Reisha was Tumura, there the Rabbanim would be made of the Rebbe Elazar. There was nothing that was Nitche over there from the Mizbeach. But getting to Rabbi Elazar, let me get this straight. Rabbi Elazar says in the Mishnah that we bring the actual korban as an oila, not that it's money as used as an oila, right? Me, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Yikarev Ola, Hu Atzmo? I thought that I have a famous brisa in which it's very clear that Rabbi Elazar holds nothing of this sort. It says like this, V'raminu, Tumurat Hashem, Vlad Tumura, Vladan, Vlad Vladan Atzof Kol HaOlam, Yera'u Achi Yista'evu, V'yimachru V'yiplu Damav L'Nedavan. Now here we have a case in which we're discussing in our Mishnah a case similar to Tumura's Oila, except it's a Tumura's Asham. Tumura's Asham is the same as a Tumura's Asham, has to be a male, just like the Oila has to be a male. But here you made a Tumura, and now the Tumura had a Vlad, same thing as our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says substitute the word Asham for Ayla. The din is Yera'u Achi Yista'evo V'yimachru V'yiplu Damav L'Nedava. Use it for its value to bring a Nedava. Rabbi Elazar Omer, sorry, this should be Rabbi Eliezer. Again, we're confusing everything. This Rabbi Elazar is Rabbi Eliezer, and the Rabbi Eliezer is Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yamutu. Actually, it's not usable at all, even for its money. And Rabbi El Azar Omer, Yavib Dameyem Oila. Whoa! Here he says you can only use its value, whereas in our Mishnah he says use the animal itself. So why is that? It's Bedamim In, but that's Malo. Over here he seems to be contradicting himself. He's saying only the value is usable, the thing itself is not usable. Why is that? Om Rav Chista, no, this is not his own shita. This is basically Rabbi Elazar, who is upset with the Rabbanan. He's not saying what his personal shita is. He says, look, Lididi, if you ask me, I would tell you, take the Vlad and bring the Vlad directly on the Mizbeach if it's a Zohar. I have no problem with that. The Vlad is Nami Karava. Ayla. We're Asham over here. But what I don't understand is your Ola. Badafka, because it's an Asham is brought as an Ayla. In other words, either in the cases where it's Yera Eh, so then its money is brought as an Ayla. It itself, and it's brought as an Ayla. In this case, it's not one of the Yera Es, because it's the Vlad of the Tmura, not the Tmura itself. But Liditchu, according to you who say, no, this is also a din of Yera Eh. Tosis, by the way, points out that even though we have the halacha lamashe misina bekosha bechatat meta ba'asham yera eh, so I mean, why isn't it just obvious the solution? Because halacha lamashe misina, what's he upset about? So Tosis, no, the point is the halacha lamashe misina only covers the cases that could be directly in the case of the chatas, not a case which is now an extension of vlad of a tamur. I mean, that wasn't what the halakha was talking about. So I'm asking you one thing. You hold you should make money off of it, and you should use its money l'tzerach eilais. Meaning that what? That it's given to nedava, nidvas tzibur, and put into the pushke, basically, for the kayetz ha-mizbeach in the azara. That's what you hold. At least be made that you can use the money for your own karban eila. Why do you have to give it as an adava to the tzibur? That I don't understand. Odolomia de motorot lenidvas yochid azle. At least agree with my shita that in general, leftovers go to a korban yochid oila. And to which Rabbanan say no. As a matter of fact, all motorot, including money that was left over that wasn't necessary and so on, all of them go lenidvas tzibur. It's a completely different machlokas, which we've also seen earlier. It has nothing to do with an expression of Rebbe Elazar's own shita when it comes to whether it itself can be brought as an ayla. His shita, of course, would be consistent with what he says in our Mishnah. The same as an ayla, same as an asha. It's brought direct because it's not one of the ashamot that is the halacha l'moshe misinai. It's the vlad of a tmuras asha. That should go on the mizbeach, the same as the vlad of a tmuras ayla. And here he's only arguing about what the usage is of money that are motorot. This is another example of motorot. His shita all over. This is why the Tosfos Yonta says it can't possibly be the Rabbi Eliezer. This is Rabbi Elazar's shita, that motorot are given always lenidvas yachid, not lenidvas tzibur. It's separate machlokes. Fine. Gentlemen, it was a great pleasure, other than the 100-degree heat.
Do they have it straight?
Sorry.
Do they know what they're talking about?
You mean, do they get their names mixed up?
Yeah.
No, I said probably they're okay.
Yeah? Comforting.
Mother's
tomorrow is
Shabbos.
All day.
Tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, we will be at Reb Barnea's Sukkah.
Motzei Shabbat.
B'sha'a Shemoneh.
Okay.
Shmonetov. And we'll live it up, hopefully.
Party.
Okay.
All right. If anybody has one of those 18-year-old bottles you were talking about, you know, you could always. Or if you want to bring along the plebeian stuff.
Do we partake of Canadian in this crowd?
I definitely do, very much. Definitely.
Yes, but Rebbe drinks bourbon as well, so.
Rare occasion.
Talk about it.
Richie.
Yeah.
Can you imagine making fun of our bourbon? It's okay. If he knew what we had in reserve.
Your uncle would be very insulted about that.
Jack couldn't care less.
Jack and Jimmy.
Yeah.
I have tried. I really have tried.